Possible to turn this epic piece into a song for our little old trio. So this is Elvinoni's Bolero.
Objective point of view, it must have been serious surrealism. She was a member of a infamous old southern sorority, and I was playing black ghetto bars and Kite Day. Cream singing the sunshine of your love, and it poured. Let's see here. Anti-war, drug-soaked scene of the 60s. It was somewhat different the second time around. I was young and she had a great body. The engine whined. Well, some long time ago, University of Georgia. She didn't smoke, drink, or screw. It's often over too soon. But I remembered Kite Day and how funny that was. The tin car created a white wave that built up like an experiment in a hydraulics lab. Like a broken cymbal and big bell-bottom pants, and I waited for someone to say something, an inquiry, or perhaps a comment. Are you seeing TV screens again? Blowing in. It worked fairly well in the lovely southern picture-frame pasture. She's the new president, she whispered. Yeah, I got it right here. The clouds closed in. I checked my map, and as we cruised over the hills, stoned and supposed to be loved, she gathered up her kite materials, and I was alone, except an elderly black woman of some 200 pounds, downshifting through the gears to come to a hesitant halt in the midst of this wayward flock. My girlfriend and I went on to live together for a while, and so did I. It was chickens. Bug convertible with hash has a humorous effect on logic. Dead and crushed chickens were everywhere, but this is just a bit too odd. No ragtop left at all, and home of huge corporate chicken farms.
Shit.
A trucking crane shop of 220-year-olds, stone, surrounded by a sea of cluckers. Chicken attack, accompanied by much useless flapping and clucking. As the camera swung a wide arc, she stepped into the sea of fowls and did the only logical thing. Somehow or the other, Led Zeppelin was involved. Black Firebird pulled over and stopped. In addition, no, quacks are ducks. Do you see that? What is all that? My hick love. To be honest, it was like a pop song. We had arrived. It was Kite Day or bust, faggot priest. Looking back now, clouds closed in. I checked my map and headed out on the road to Kite Day.
Lint. Our dryer volunteers a matted toupee of fibers in its trap. And I've already enough small hair pieces for my daughter's many Barbies and Kens stowed away in the back closet of her old room. Peeling lint from the screen trap, I press this fuzzy material between my thumb and forefinger, and I picture my 21-year-old daughter in her modest studio in the Alamo Apartments, some last stand of low-income housing, but the kind of place that allows a young woman a room of her own with a third-story window overlooking a street not known for frenzy, but busy enough when she gazes down upon two young men on the opposite side of the street carrying a naked mattress on their heads, presumably to their own four walls. Times, places, and people age and then pass altogether, leaving behind only these fibers, memories lint, these words, this lowly metaphor.
Word jam.
24.